I wrote this piece 8 years ago. Just saying.
Things have been rather dark lately on the socio-political front. What with separated immigrant families, a swing to the right from the Supreme Court, which apparently will last for a generation. One of the last bastions of liberal democracy, Germany is struggling to keep a moderate government in power while all across Europe, right-wing politicians, who used to spend their days hiding in mom's basement, are surfacing, blinking in the light. The willfully ignorant, and proud of it, are having a great run these days. The global poster boy for that movement, our goof in the White House, exhorts the troops in rallies perfected to support the gassed-filled strutter's ego. He's our Mussolini, delivering puffed-up punchlines and basking in the guaranteed applause that's sure to follow. I used to be able to laugh and shake my head. It was easy for me to believe that there just weren't enough angry white people in our country to elect a goon. But that ended on election night in 2016. Now I know better. So what's a fellow to do? How does one keep up one's spirit? Here's what I've decided. I simply imagine the president in his next job, the job he has after he gets voted out or booted out of office, the next job for which he is actually perfectly suited. Now, I should say parenthetically that this notion was inspired by Oprah. Oprah, who keeps popping up in discussions of the 2020 elections. Oprah, who really is a billionaire and has the tax returns to prove it. So, what's next for Donald? You got it. A talk show. The president's next gig will be a daily talk show hosted by himself. It will be set in Trump Tower in Manhattan, and every show will open with the Donald riding that golden escalator down to the lobby. You know, the one he used to open his presidential campaign with. He's the Loretta Young of the 21st century. The studio audience, an adoring throng, will repeat cheers they read, well, the ones who can read, scrolling across giant LED message boards like the ones you read waiting online at the bank, only much, 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 much bigger. The Donald Show will have guests, most of whom will come from his former administration. Betsy and Scott and Rudy, oh, Rudy, and Scaramucci will be there. And the format will always be the same. The Donald will ask, "How did I do?" And the guest will say, "You, sir, made America great again." There will be a regular segment where former mistresses, girlfriends, escorts, and wives will visit. Mrs. Trump, whoever the next one is, will sit in for this segment, dutifully nodding while she texts commentary, also scrolled on the message boards. Donald will ask the ladies, "How'd I do?" And his former mattress mates will say, "You were the best I ever had." Donald will take us on shopping sprees throughout Trump Tower, where branded merchandise will sit on alabaster pedestals. He'll point at his choices, and a beautifully suited apprentice will pack them up for him. He'll select wine and bed sheets and spring water, and his fragrances, empire and success. I'm not kidding, empire and success. He'll turn to the camera and say, "Use empire. Women love it." At some point in the first season, one of Mr. Trump's producers, probably not Michael Cohen, will remind him that the most popular feature on Oprah's show was her book club. Donald's eyes will cross and he'll go silent for a minute, a truly rare occurrence for him. The producer will say, "I think you should have a book club, boss." Donald will search his soul for an answer. Books, that's reading. He'll think for another minute, turn to the producer and say, "You're fired." In the middle of every show, the crew of Fox and Friends will pay a surprise remote visit from their studio across town in Manhattan. Donald will act surprised every single time that they thought enough of him to check in. He'll say, "How am I doing?" They will look at each other with knowing smiles and say, "You, sir, make television great again." And Trump will win his Emmy, and Trump will have the highest rated show on the Fox network, and Trump will continue to be the most watched human in the history of watching humans, but he won't be our president. And that's what keeps me going these days.